Hello and welcome back to the TTD, Tatani Talk Stuff, the Shir, where we talk a daf less than a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Beitza 31. The Gemara says that Rava said, leaves of reeds or leaves of vines, even if they are gathered and lying on the ground before Yom Tov, since if a wind would blow, they would scatter. They're considered scattered already and consequently prohibited. But if you place a utensil on the leaves yesterday before Yom Tov, so they would not blow away, it is fine. The leaves are not muksa. When I see this piece, I think of the idea of how we have these leaves, we have these reeds, we have these vines in life, and we have to grab them, we have to collect them, we have to gather them together. In our life, in our world, we have to gather as many leaves, as many reeds, as many grapevines, as many diamonds as we can to take with us to the next world. Every mitzvah you do, every good deed you do, every Torah learning is another leaf, another grapevine, another thing to take with you, another diamond to put in your chest, to put in your metaphorical basket to take with you to the next world, because you don't take any materialism with you to the next world. You don't take your house, your car, anything with you. Your palms are open as a person passes after 120 years because nothing comes. Only a keter shem tov, a good name. Only your good deeds. Only your mitzvahs come with you. As you see the vines and the leaves and the reeds lying around, metaphorically think about how all these mitzvahs are lying around waiting for you to grab them, waiting for you to take them, waiting for you to do them and to take them with you to the next world. May we be zocha that Mashiach comes today, the Beis Hamikdash comes today. We don't have to worry about the next world, and we're all zocha to live a wonderful, beautiful life for many, many years. Amen, Be'esrim Shana, and beyond. May it be today. Join us next time as we talk Beitza 32 here on the TTD.